Down the elevator, into the storage levels, Meharry pointed out to the forensic team where he'd hidden his own supplies, where the entrance to the lava tubes was. They clambered over the broken shards of black rock, now lit by a string of lights. It looked depressing and dangerous, but after the guard posts, Baron felt much safer inside the rock than precariously balanced on its surface. They came around a turn, through another broken segment, into the opening where Meharry had stored his raft. It faced south. Thin winter sunlight speared into the sea entrance, revealing every texture of the lava, here glassy and there scuffed and roughened. It was curiously beautiful, the black rock, the green sea beyond. Baron walked nearer the entrance. Out of the north wind, with the sun on him, it wasn't nearly as cold. He saw something on the floor and squatted to look at it. Something stringy and green, and in it a tiny, many-legged thing with a scarlet shell. He had no idea what he was looking at. Closer to the opening, the noise was less confusing. Now he could distinguish the originals from the echoes. The outer part of the tube slanted downward a little. He stopped there, staring out into the morning.
If it had been daylight, she'd have nailed me.
Baron jumped. He hadn't heard the corporal come up behind him.
I'd have been an easy target, dragging myself over that edge.
How did you? It's slippery.
Suit, wrist, and leg grapples? Push the studs there, with your thumbs.
Baron obeyed, and the bright steel sprang free.
Some kind of special tip. Supposed to stick into most anything. This rock's brittle, but I went slow.
Baron pressed the studs again, and the wrist grapples retracted.
And in the dark? Did you have enhanced night vision?
No. Guards on night duty were issued goggles, but they weren't built into the suits. And I wasn't on night duty when I went over.
Does the water ever come up this far?
Yes, sir. This planet has a solar tide, of course. And then in storms, the wind can pile it up around here. Spray gets in all the time. You probably saw that seaweed back there?
I didn't know what it was.
Some kind of plant. There's lots of it out there, on the rocks, right at the waterline.
It reminds me of the ship.
Sir?
When the bulkhead opened, standing in the dark, looking out. And it was stars and not a sea, but... never mind that. How long do you think they're gonna be?
Looks like they're through.
Baron started up the tube, but Meharry didn't follow. Baron turned and went back to him. The man's face was taut with misery and some determination.
Corporal, I know you said you didn't want to come back here, but let's go back up.
Just a few minutes, sir.
Baron's instincts told him not to leave. He found a smooth bit of floor and sat down.
Come on over here, then. I don't want to have to squint against the sunlight to see you.
The sunlight that flashed off the waves, almost like the sparkle of an enemy's attack on shields. The brightness in the sky that was too much like the flare of the explosion. Meharry came and sat near him.
Thing is, sir, I can't trust myself.
Trust yourself?
They told you I killed Commander Bakarian, right?
Yes.
Well, they probably didn't tell you how.
No, they didn't.
Sir, I...
Meharry looked away.
Being back here, it brings it back. It's like it's still happening, over and over.
Baron knew that feeling, too. Meharry needed a psych nanny. Had needed one for months, most likely. But here they were, right at the site of whatever happened, with no psych nanny available and no transport out for the next several days.
Tell me.
I don't know if I can. And anyway, you'll...
I'll listen. I'll hear you.
I killed her, but I never meant to. Not at first. She tried to kill me. She had the weapon, and then when I got my headlamp on, after she quit moving, I saw... so much blood. And her face.
Her face?
My wrist grapples were still out, sir. And when we came to hand, I just hit and... it was all gone, sir. The grapples just tore it off.
Meharry was shaking now, eyes squeezed shut, hands clenched under his armpits. Baron reached out and gripped Mahari's arm. He wanted to say something, but he knew he had to wait.
I've never thought of myself like that, sir. Someone who'd attack like that. An officer, a woman. But I did it. I can't pretend I didn't, and if I did it once, and then I thought of my sister, when she was in prison here. What had Methy done? What did she have to do to survive? I mean, she's my sister, and she... and I...
I met your sister once. On my aunt's ship. She's a fine person.
She was also a dangerous killer, he was sure, but that wasn't what Mahari needed to hear right now.
I thought of asking for a psych-out, sir. When I realized what I'd done, how evil it was. That I was just like Bakarian. But right then, they needed everyone, and I thought... I hoped I could keep it under control. Only now, coming back here, it's all... right now again, just like I was afraid of. I can't... What if I do it again?
Baron choked back the first easy reassurances. He wished someone else were here, someone with more experience. Harris would know how to talk to this good man, or his grandmother, or Esme.
I guess you understand, sir, why I'm going to have to leave.
Mahari opened his eyes, staring straight out to sea.
It's all right, Lieutenant. Just go on back up and let me sit here and think things out for a while.
Baron had lost Gormley. He was not going to lose Mahari.
No. No, I'm not going to go back upstairs and let you throw yourself into the sea to die.
Mahari turned toward him, eyes wide with shock.
If you're ever faced with another murderous mutineer commander trying to kill you in the dark, Gellan...
Baron saw the effect of that use of the first name.
If you ever have to fight hand-to-hand like that again, I hope you will do exactly what you did. If she had killed you and completed her plans, we'd all have been a lot worse off. You didn't rip her face off for any of the reasons she'd have done it. If you'd had a weapon, you'd have shot her dead, clean and quick, but you didn't.
But...
And if you ever have to do it again, which we both hope you won't, I trust you will feel the same anguish you've felt since, because you aren't like her. Like any of them. You don't take pleasure in cruelty. It was a horrible situation, and what you had to do to survive is something no decent person could be proud of. But the survival mattered. It matters now. I'm not gonna let you destroy it.
Mahari still trembled, but it felt different under Baron's hand. A definite change.
I have nightmares.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Have you talked to the psych nannies about it?
No. I didn't think it was their kind of problem. I mean, it's a moral thing.
When I was captured, it wasn't nearly as bad as this, but I had a rough time afterwards. Nightmares, seeing those men...
You were captured, sir?
Yeah. I was on a deep space repair vessel, Kosciusko.
The one the Bloodhorde tried for?
That very one. They got some personnel aboard, impersonating fleet personnel from a damaged ship. By the time our people realized they were imposters, they were loose in the ship. They got me when I went to inventory for some parts my boss wanted.
Baron stopped, remembering more than he wanted of the next hours and days.
What did they... I mean... If you want to say, sir.
I think the worst was feeling so damned helpless. They had me trussed up, dragged me around like a parcel. They killed 3 people in front of me, one of them a woman they raped first. And I couldn't do a thing. Me, a fleet officer, a blinkin' Serrano. I'd always thought if something happened, I'd react well, solve the problem. And here they'd knocked me cold before I realized anything was wrong.
But you couldn't help it.
No, but that didn't keep me from feeling guilty and thinking I should have done something. Thing is, I got some help with all that afterwards. Didn't want to go, was sure it wouldn't work, just be a black mark on my record. Thought the nightmares and so on were just punishment for being an incompetent young twit.
It really helped?
It really helped. Took a while. Involved going into all sorts of other stuff I thought was totally irrelevant, but it did help.
Maybe I should...
I think so. At least give it a try before you quit on it. There are always ways to die if it doesn't work.
There is that, sir.
Mahari sat up straighter, stretched his arms.
Sorry, I shouldn't have...
What, bothered me? What else are jigs for? Of course you're supposed to bother me, it's part of my training. If you want to make Master Chief someday, you'll have to recognize your duty to bother young officers.
I can't imagine making Master Chief right now, sir.
Well, I can't imagine making Admiral, but given the way your family and mine tend to mature, maybe we'd better start working on it.
Do you think they all have this kind of thing to deal with?
Bad memories? Times they feel they screwed up? I guess. I never really thought about it, but I know my aunt does. She doesn't talk about it to me.
No, nor Methy with me.